On this mini episode of the Pep Talk Podcast, I am going to really help you out. But first, I have a question for you. Have you had your dose of pep today? Got you. Now let's get into it. Welcome to a special edition of the Pep Talk Podcast. That's right, y'all. You're getting two episodes in 1 week. That is crazy. Like, I'm just giving, like, I'm Santa Claus. Like, you get an episode. You get an episode. You get an episode. Or maybe that's like Oprah. I don't know. Either way, I know we just dropped an episode on Monday, but I had something stirring and I really wanted to get it out there. And I could have done an Instagram reel or whatever, but I just thought it might be good to drop a bonus episode for this week. Just because. Can I do stuff just because? Okay. Now, normally we're a one podcast per week type of operation, just because time usually doesn't allow for this. But after I finished recording, I said I still have had something left in the tank that I really wanted to address. And so, you know, this is the podcast that cheers you on and coaches you up. Sometimes people need coaching twice in a week, right? Sometimes people need, you know, that therapy twice in a week, whatever, whatever. So I'm bringing it to you. I'm bringing you some motivation. I'm bringing you some heat. And hopefully this will make you think a little bit as we really dig into things. Now, I'm going to dig right into it. If you've been rocking with us, thank you. If you're new, glad to have you. You're a member of the Pep Squad. But I really want to jump right into this thought that I have been percolating on. Is that okay? I knew you'd say that's okay. All right, that's why I love you. So here's the thing, or one of the things, that keeps so many people stuck. I am convinced that we have become serial consumers of content. Serial consumers, not C-E-R-E-A-L, not Frosted Flakes or Rice Krispies or Captain Crunch, but S-E-R-I-A-L. Serial consumers of content. And here's what I mean by that. We will watch the videos. We will read the books. We will sign up for the course. We will, we will do so many. We will attend the conferences. Right. And so. And listen, I'm a life coach, right? I have a course on confidence, right? I've written a couple of ebooks and an actual book. I'd love to have y'all purchase those things. I'd love to be your coach, right? So I'm not saying that any of those things are bad. But here's what I'm saying is likely detrimental. And if you are stuck and you don't know what direction to go in, I'm going to give you a shift to make. Quit being a serial consumer of content. Because here's the problem. We will sit, we'll watch TikTok videos, we'll watch reels, you know, we will scroll Facebook, we'll read book after book after book, self-help book after psychology book after, we'll read all the books. We'll buy all the courses and hire all of the coaches. But what won't we do? We won't take action. We will not take action. And see, when you consume and consume and consume and consume, you're basically just giving yourself a big consumption gut. You have all of this book knowledge and Instagram knowledge and TikTok knowledge. You have all of these things that are stirring around in you, and it has nowhere to go to come out. You are consumption constipated. And I'm sorry if that makes somebody clutch your pearls or gasp or whatever. I'm just going to speak honestly with you. Some of y'all are constipated. You are consuming way too much content. All the motivation, all the mindset talk, all the podcast, and keep listening to the podcast. But you're consuming all of it. And I don't want you listening to this podcast and not making a change, not taking action, not doing something as a result of what you've heard or read or learned that is going to radically change the way that you think, that's going to radically change the way that you live your life. Y'all, it's time out for just being a consumer and a consumer and a consumer. Because I'm going to say this, if you are a serial consumer, then you're being selfish. Ooh, he said it. Yeah, I did. Why would I say that if you are a serial consumer, you're being selfish? Because you are taking the brilliance and the genius of everybody else, and you're not contributing your own brilliance and genius to it. Come on, somebody. You have something inside of you that's special. And maybe you don't see it, but you're definitely not going to see it as long as you keep consuming what everybody else is putting out there. It's just never going to happen. You're only going to be able to cycle through what everybody else is saying, and like it or not, the more you consume without doing, the more your unique voice is going to be stifled and crushed and shrunk down until the voice that you hear is going to be everybody else's. But it's no longer going to be your voice. And I'm saying that to you as someone who consumes a lot of content. But I don't just let it sit, y'all. I make videos, I make the podcast, I produce digital content. I'm taking what I consume, I am repackaging it in my way with my thoughts, and I'm putting it back out there to be hopefully a blessing to somebody else. And yo, that's what you have to do. If you're feeling stuck, 9 times out of 10, your consumption gut, your content gut is full and you're constipated and you need something to get your system in gear so that you can take all of this energy, all of this potential energy that you have amassed from consuming all the content and reading all the books. You have to take that and begin to do something with it. So I'm challenging you right now. I am challenging you to take what you have been consuming and to become a producer. Take the potential energy that's inside of you and begin to take it and do something with it. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it has to be something. It has to be something. Because when you don't allow what's special in you to come out, eventually what's special in you will fizzle out. And that's a hard truth, but it's a truth nonetheless. And so I challenge you. You may need to take a content fast. And during that content fast, you need to really search and see what you need to be doing, not what you need to be listening to or what you need to be reading. Because I think you've read enough. I think you've watched enough and listened to enough. I think you know some steps that you can take right now that will subsequently and radically change your life. Matter of fact, I know you do. I know you do. Decide to act now. Decide to act now. That's the message. Quit being a serial consumer, and I need you to put some energy behind your own passion and purpose and become a producer. All right? Feel me? All right. Y'all be blessed. Coach J is out.